Disciples are to pray for their persecutors. You have heard that it has been said, You shall love your neighbor, and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew chapter 5 verses 43-45. The privilege to pray for the Father's harvest. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, Jesus was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew chapter 9 verses 35-38. Prayer and perseverance. And Jesus came unto the disciples, and found them asleep, and he said unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 26 verses 40-42. And Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that man ought always to pray, and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. Luke chapter 18 verses 1-3. Prayer and a forgiving heart. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be you removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Mark chapter 11 verses 22-26. This is really important. You have to know this. True prayer in the life of a disciple is not mere duty. It is the outflow of a transformed heart that reflects the nature of the Father. Jesus calls his followers to pray with love for enemies, with compassion for the harvest, with perseverance through weakness, and with a forgiving heart full of faith in God. To pray for persecutors is to align with the mercy of the one who sends rain on the unjust. To pray for laborers is to partner with the Lord of the harvest. To continue in prayer without fainting is to depend on the strength of the Spirit, not the flesh. And to pray with faith requires a heart free from bitterness, walking in forgiveness as we ourselves have been forgiven. Disciples of Jesus are not powerless, they have access to the throne of grace through His name. But this access demands hearts that are yielded, compassionate, persistent, and pure. Let every disciple pray, not just with words, but with a heart aligned to the Father, conformed to the Son, and empowered by the Spirit. For such prayer moves mountains, releases mercy, and glorifies God. So let every believer come, confident in the name, rooted in the Word, and surrendered to the will of God. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full, because the Father is glorified when His children pray in the name of His Son, and live by His life.